She came into the emergency room in full cardiac arrest. Paramedics were doing CPR on her. They'd already placed a tube down her throat so she could breathe. They shocked her heart twice trying to bring her back. Her name was Eileen, 52 years old, fit, worked out several times a week, ate well, enjoyed a glass of wine now and then, no medical problems. But that night, at her company holiday party, she laughed, she toasted, she danced, and then she collapsed. In the ER, her blood alcohol level was 0.09, the legal limit, yes, but not unusual for a party. She smelled of alcohol. A nurse muttered, "Another holiday heart." And someone else shrugged, "Probably a closet alcoholic." But she wasn't. Her cardiology workup was clean, no blocked arteries, no structural disease, just a healthy woman whose heart decided that night to stop. Now, she lived, thanks to the over-caffeinated paramedic who refused to quit, but she never drank again. Every December, ERs fill with people like Eileen, healthy, active people whose hearts suddenly forget how to beat after a few drinks. We call it holiday heart syndrome. They don't always come in drunk. They come in dead. And if they're lucky, sometimes we bring them back. I'm going to make an appeal you might not want to hear. I'd like you to stop drinking. If you're serious about health span, not just lifespan, if you want to cut your risk of heart disease, cancer, and dementia, stop drinking. I'm a boomer. Alcohol was what you drank at every party. But the data has changed, and so have I. Millennials are leading the way, drinking less, living longer. Maybe it's time we boomers, Gen Z, Gen X, caught up. And while some people scold you about glyphosate and their Cheerios, or BPA and canned beans, they'll say it while sipping their second 8-ounce glass of Cabernet, they'll warn you about forever chemicals while doing more metabolic damage with an old-fashioned than a lifetime of canned chickpeas ever could. The single greatest threat to longevity you can remove isn't sugar. It isn't seed oil. It isn't soda. It's alcohol. I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is Fork U, Fork University, where we make sense of the madness, bust a few myths, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. Every December, emergency room doctors and staff brace for the holiday heart. Someone with no heart history suddenly flips into atrial fibrillation after just a few drinks. Alcohol irritates the electrical system of the heart, shifts electrolytes, inflames tissues, and the heart starts drumming like a jazz solo. Atrial fibrillation may sound benign, but if that misfire lands on the wrong millisecond, the heart doesn't flutter. It stops. And when the heart stops, you die. Now, maybe someone starts CPR, maybe there's a defibrillator, but even if you've come back, you've probably lost some brain cells. Holiday heart isn't a cute flutter. It's the beat before the beat stops. Do you remember the French paradox, the myth that red wine explains France's low heart disease rates? That's been debunked. Their advantage, France's, comes from smaller portions, fewer processed foods, and walking, not Bordeaux. Alcohol is a direct cardiac or heart toxin. Ethanol, the active ingredient in alcohol, and acetaldehyde damage heart muscles, scramble calcium signals, they impair mitochondria. They trigger oxidative stress, fibrosis, and metabolic collapse inside the cell of the heart. And chronic exposure to alcohol leads to what we call alcohol cardiomyopathy. That's a dilated, weakened heart that struggles to pump blood. And that can begin at just 4 drinks a week. Women are hit harder. You know what the cure is? Abstinence. Stop drinking, and the heart has a chance to heal. Keep drinking, it doesn't. You're not drinking for your heart. You're drinking against it. Now, alcohol doesn't just hurt your heart. It fuels cancer. Both ethanol and its metabolite acetaldehyde are carcinogens. They damage DNA, block DNA repair, ignite inflammation and oxidative stress, the spark and the oxygen for cancer. They raise estrogen, heightening breast cancer risk, and act as solvents to other carcinogens like tobacco smoke. They disrupt folate and retinol metabolism. They blunt the immune surveillance. They reshape the gut microbiome to produce even more acetaldehyde. According to a 2025 Journal of the American Medical Association review, alcohol is causally linked to 7 cancers, oral cavity, pharynx, larynx, esophagus, liver, colorectum, and the breast. The International Association classifies alcoholic beverages as Group 1 carcinogens. That's the same category as asbestos, tobacco, and radiation. Globally, 741,000 new cancer cases in 2020 were due to alcohol, 4% of all cancers. In the U.S., alcohol is the third largest preventable cancer, 5% of new cases, 4% of deaths. Even one drink a day raises the risk of breast cancer by 5 to 15%, roughly 44,000 United States cases each year. The risk starts at zero. There is no safe threshold. Beer, wine, liquor, doesn't matter. Ethanol is the common denominator. And for heavy drinkers, five-fold higher risk for head and neck cancers and esophageal cancers, sharply higher for liver and colorectal. Roughly one-third of East Asians carry the ALDH2 gene variant that slows acetaldehyde breakdown, dramatically increasing esophageal cancer risk, even with light drinking. And tobacco magnifies alcohol's carcinogenicity. So when someone says they're drinking for their health, remember, every sip raises a cancer risk. The safest amount is zero. And the French, yeah, they don't die of heart disease. A lot of them die of carcinoma. Now, we've all heard the story, people in Ikaria or Sardinia drink wine every night, live to 100. What's missing? Well, first of all, they drink about 3 to 4 ounces. That's not a glass. That's not a pour. That's what we in the United States call a tasting. And their rustic wines that most of them make run 9 to 11% alcohol, not the 15 to 16% of the Sonoma Zinfandel or Cabernet. And a 3-ounce pour barely reaches a quarter of a Cabernet glass, the same pour you get in a tasting or a wine flight, the one that you swirl and sniff and pretend your palate isn't exhausted. The longevity in Sardinia isn't from the wine. It's from everything around it. Walking miles a day, gardening, hills, naps, beans, belonging. The wine is cultural, not clinical. If you want their health, copy their food, copy their movement, copy their sleep, copy their purpose, not their nightly pour. Now, do you want to lose weight? Stop drinking. Forget detox teas or keto cleanses. Nothing sabotages the metabolism faster than alcohol. Two martinis you think are 200 calories. After all, an ounce of liquor is 100 calories. Have you seen the size of the martini glasses these days? The average martinis that are found in a bar, about 500 calories. So those two martinis, that's about 1,000 calories a day. Keep drinking. The belly will grow. The liver will fatten. The scale will climb. In years as a weight loss surgeon, I saw patients undo their results of surgery with alcohol. Alcohol hijacks the liver, halts fat metabolism, and wrecks every diet plan. Want to wreck your diet? Drink. Do you want to save it? Stop. What about holiday seasons and choices? Well, I know this is going to be a gradual thing for some people, so let's start the night not with a cocktail, but with sparkling water. Hold it like a martini and own the room. And better yet, be the designated driver. Now, if someone offers you a $3,000 glass of Screaming Eagle, fine. Take a sip for science. Everything else? Treat it like Pruno brewed in a prison toilet, the same one you prayed to in college. And what about these mocktails? You know, have you ever noticed there are mocktails more and more showing up? And that's because people aren't drinking as much. But most of those mocktails are overpriced soda and elderberry syrup. Instead, try iced tea, soda with cranberry juice, or get an espresso martini without the vodka. You don't need alcohol to mark a moment. You need presence and maybe a good garnish. So the next time someone lectures you about toxins, look at what's in their hand. The vegan warning you about red meat while sipping on a gin and tonic, the guy biohacking his coffee, getting hair plugs, buying a Porsche, and bragging about his longevity hack, with that scotch collection that could stock a pub in Edinburgh. They're not hacking their biology. They're pickling it. Because the real anti-longevity compound isn't your steak or your Cheerios. The anti-longevity compound is alcohol. But here's the good news. The body wants to heal. Within days of quitting alcohol, blood pressure will drop. Within weeks, inflammation quit, sleeps return, rhythms steadies. Within months, the heart recovers. Within a year, cancer risk declines. Within a decade, it's almost as if you never drank at all. All you have to do is let your body do its job. Alcohol is woven into celebration, grief, and awkward office parties. But biology, it's a poor partner for aging. Alcohol as a social lubricant doesn't make you socially any better. You're still that awkward person that hasn't dealt with the things you need to deal with in therapy. All it's doing is giving you a fake maladaption to the reality you're in. So as you raise your glass or don't, remember your cells don't take holidays. I'm Dr. Terry Simpson, your chief medical explanationist. This has been 4Q, where we make sense of longevity, bust myths, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. Audio and editing by Simpler Media and the pod god himself, Mr. Evo Chara. For references and show notes, see our blog at yourdoctorsorders.com or 4Q.com and our Substack at drsimpson.com. And by the way, we're assembling our Mediterranean longevity cruise for the summer of 2026 with world-class scientists, physicians, and a Food Network chef. Real longevity without the woo. The conversation that some people will pay $150,000 to visit these longevity centers for, you're going to get for the price of a cruise. Sailing the Mediterranean, eating incredible food, and actually enjoying life. Details coming soon. Have a good week, everybody, and happy holidays. Let's see you next year. Keep the alcohol out. Be the hero. Be the designated driver. Hey, Evo. You know, when I stopped drinking, my biologic age was in the 70s. It's been climbing down ever since. Meanwhile, my real age is creeping up. Damn.
I feel attacked, Simpson. Attacked, I say.